Senator Tupac Hunter from Detroit. And we were talking about the three bills that have been proposed. And Senator, I just wanted you to be able to get your point across about those three bills. Please continue. Sorry, we had to interrupt you, and appreciate your patience.
No, thank you, Tony. I was just explaining that the tax auction pre-registration will be, I think, vital in giving the treasurer the tool to look at who is looking to buy properties in the county. The reason being, you have a select group of individuals who show up every auction, and they're buying properties. And what they're doing is they're letting those properties every year go back into tax foreclosure, and then they're buying them back. Reason being, it's been reported locally here in the news that you have individuals who can run up a, you know, $150,000 tax bill, right? The properties are going to tax foreclosure, and then they'll show up at auction and purchase the same properties back for a fraction of that.
And they won't have to pay the penalties.
And exactly. So the issue is, we need to change that. However, there are very well-meaning nonprofit organizations who are trying to help individuals stay in their homes, so they go and bid on behalf of these individuals on their house to help them keep the house. So I think that's good work that needs to continue, especially given our bad economy. So we want to make sure that those folks can continue to do the good work that they're doing. But I think it's time out for the gaming that the land speculators are doing. It costs us all, and I think that these folks need to be held accountable for it, and this helps that process.
Well, it sounds like what you're trying to do also, which Detroit desperately needs, is for people not only to buy these properties, but to develop them, to live in them, or to put them in positions where they can be rented. But that would help revitalize the city.
Absolutely, and I think that can happen if our local officials are working together in partnership. In Genesee County, for instance, they use very aggressively their land bank to bundle properties to make sure that they are available for the city to market for development opportunities. They aren't just haphazardly thrown into an auction for anyone to come and bid on. Because what happens is these folks who call themselves investors, and they're just that, land speculators, as we referred to earlier, they're looking to buy contiguously located properties so that whenever a mayor comes out and says we want to build new housing or commercial development, they jack up the value of those properties that need to be purchased to assemble the land to do the project, and that's how they make their money. And so they really impede progress in our urban areas when we really, really, really need and we really need to address that proactively so that we aren't shooting ourselves in the foot.
All right, now
I think it takes a little proactive vision to do that.
If I was playing devil's advocate, I could say, well, at least someone is purchasing these properties, and at least the city is making something from them. How would you respond to that?
Well, that may be true. However, that's the short term, and those properties are continuing to be cycled in and out of the tax foreclosure system every year. And what happens is the properties are falling into blight. It's contributing to the deterioration of our neighborhoods. It's not providing the taxable value that the city really needs as compared to if a real development were to happen, that this process continues to impede. So in the long term, it doesn't help the city. It hurts the city. It may help in terms of just a short-term cash hit, but we're talking about a fraction of what the properties could normally be worth if we proactively work to get those properties into the right hands so that it can be developed and put back on a tax roll.
All right. Finally, on this topic, I had a caller call in, and Dave from Diamonddale wanted to know, property tax seizures versus foreclosures, how do these bills, you know, affect those?
When you say property seizures, what is he referring to?
Well, I believe he was referring to when something has been seized because of lack of of payment or paperwork versus a foreclosure, which I guess is still going through the process.
Okay, if what he's referring to, what happens is in the tax foreclosure situation, the first year, if you don't pay your taxes, you're delinquent. The second year is you begin the forfeiture process. And then the third year is the foreclosure process, whereby if you haven't paid your taxes, you will certainly go into foreclosure, and interest and penalties are assessed to the tune of 18% retroactively back to the first year you were delinquent.
Okay. Is a year too long? Is that too generous?
Well, actually, what's happening is the county treasurer can decide to issue a financial hardship and keep your property from going into foreclosure. What I'm proposing is if you qualify for a financial hardship, I think that should be cut in half to 9% retroactively back to the first year to give you every opportunity to pay and keep your home, because it does the county no good or anybody else for that house to be vacant. So I think that we should do all that we can to get to before we get to the foreclosure process where you know, your home is taken from you and it's bidded out to the lowest bidder. So I think that we need to do all we can before we get to that process. Right. But that's happening every day, though.
All right, Senator, before we let you go, I want to get your perspective on the bridge. Do we need a new bridge from Detroit to Windsor?
Do we need a new bridge? I sit on the Economic Development Committee. I'm still weighing the information that I've received. I will tell you this, though, with 11.2% unemployment, the promise of the jobs that this new bridge will create, that's certainly positive, that's certainly promising. However, I'm concerned, just as anyone else, in terms of being convinced of, do we actually need a bridge? Will it be able to demand enough traffic to for the tolls to be paid and for the bonds to be repaid? And if the taxpayers will be off the hook for any debt that's issued, I need to be absolutely convinced that that's not the case. So I see passionate arguments and laudable arguments on both sides, but I think the jury's still out on it.
He is State Senator Tupac Hunter from Detroit. We appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tony.